Part C. Some time ago, when I was browsing the cookbook section of a bookstore, I was amazed at the variety of cookbooks available. Whatever information from them remains in the future, it is likely to shape our descendants' understanding of our current eating habits. Cookbooks illustrate specific views of foods. When used as historical documents, cookbooks provide insights into how people ate,or rather, how some people ate. In other words, they only tell us about a specific portion of the population. Today's large volume of health-oriented cookbooks might suggest that we are health-conscious, while actual analysis of our bones might reveal many of us have diabetes or high cholesterol. This may also be the case with our understanding of the ancient Roman diets.The view we often have of Roman diets comes from a snapshot of a specific portion of the population, the upper class. For example, Apicius, a cookbook dating back to the 4th century, has an exotic mix of recipes that includes the meat from birds, mammals, and fish, in addition to fruits and vegetables, most of which would have been too costly for most of the Roman population.The truth is that 98% of the Roman population was composed of commoners, slaves, and freed people who would have had limited access to food resources. Beyond what is written about food consumption in Rome, the physical remains of the people can provide credible evidence of what they ate. Analysis of Roman people skeletons from 2 cemeteries showed differences in dietary habits by region.People living in the outlying areas of Rome had greater degrees of millet in their diets. Millet was easy to grow and maintain, but had a lower status as a grain because it was used to feed animals. Yet for agricultural people, it would have been within easy reach for meal preparation. The story of the basic Roman diet is told in terms of cereals, wine, and olives.But just as money, time, social pressure, and overall access to resources can drive our food choices today, not everyone in Rome had the opportunity to participate in the convivium, where guests were served luxurious dishes. Though the idea of feasting has become a popular image of Roman dining, it was not the norm. While there was heavy trade in foods from different parts of the Roman Empire, the majority of people created dishes based on what was locally available to them. At any given time, access to food is not equal for all people. The record we create, when further refined through time, may not necessarily reflect this uneven access.In today's world, this story plays out in some neighborhoods where access to fresh produce is limited and fast food options are plenty. The cost of healthy eating can be too high, and fast food options are viewed as more economical when you consider the shelf life of fresh produce and the time required for preparation. The diet disparity between people of different social positions has long been a social and political issue.What story will our cookbooks tell people centuries from now? Will it paint a picture of high-end gourmet cuisine? Or will it capture the rise of fast foods?